Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. Saints. Right. We're thankful for this opportunity to be sharing with you again, not those just here in the sanctuary, but also those that are tuning in on iChurch in English and in Spanish this morning. If you would turn to Hebrews, the 11th chapter. We love names, we love knowledge, we love truth. So we delve into the Hebrew and the Greek words and names. And if you're a Hebrew scholar, Hebrews is Evrim. We have been talking about, oh my goodness, a plethora of things within the last month, I believe. We have seen a lot of things take place prior to the election taking place. We were talking about unleashing the power of the Holy Spirit in faith. And then as things started to happen, we had to have an on-time word for you, meaning that we had to talk about those things that were going on at the time. So we kind of got off the topic that we were on. But you're going to need it. Because of the things that have transpired, somebody's world got rocked. Somebody's expectations were challenged. And isn't that how we live? We live in this fallen world where we're these spiritual beings, but things happen to us in the natural. Situations and circumstances. And so our desire is to be able to navigate the circumstances, right? Listen, what we're teaching is not just a one in a week word. It can't happen. You can't come here and expect you to be jubilatized and you get your emotions going. That we're not trying to do that. But some people come with that expectation. Oh, I just need to. But then the rest of your week is down in the dumps. Because what you were supposed to do, instead of getting your feelings risen up, you were supposed to come here and get some word and then apply that word to your life and allow it to deal with your circumstances. Because I don't know about you, but I got circumstances daily. I mean, Monday got issues, Tuesday got issues, Wednesday got issues, Thursday got issues. And I need something that is going to take me through whatever it is. Now, if you ain't got no issues, raise your hand. I want to know who you are. I want to know what you do. But we got issues. All God children got issues, right? And so the thing about it is that I have conversations with people, I counsel with people, I hear people in conversation, and there's so many things I notice about the believer. What the believer is missing out on. The believer. Now, we already know the world is missing out on stuff, but believers are missing out on so many benefits that Yahweh, God, has available to us, right? Some things he's already provided, right? Some things he's already manifested. For instance, once you go down in the waters of baptism and you receive the Holy Spirit, you don't have to say, I'm waiting on my salvation. No, why are you waiting on it? It's what? It's already done. There are promises, things that he said he was going to do for us that are already what? Available. You ain't got to wait on them. But then there's other stuff that has to be manifest for you. And for that to happen, you got to be operating in faith. And so that's what we're trying to get you to understand. But there are a lot of things that stop that process. I can't get into it all today. But I'm going to try to give you some nuggets that you can take with you. There are a lot of things that hinder our faith. The way we were raised sometimes. I was having a conversation with someone. You know, we believe in faith. That means that, let's get the definition of faith. Emunah. The Hebrew word emunah, right? And it is a steadiness. It is a firm, true to rely on action. You're acting in firmness towards Yahweh's will. You know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if he said he was going to do it, he's going to do it. And you believe so fervently that nothing could move you. That's what it's supposed to be. But sometimes people were raised where, maybe you were raised that way, where don't get too excited about stuff. Wait until it happens. And you were born, you grew up with that idea, wait and see. Then you grew up with the idea, don't trust nobody. Right? Some of us that grew up with, you can't rely on nobody. You got to get it for yourself. Can't nobody give it to you. Including God. You can't depend on God. People have grown up like this. We look at him, put your money to the side, I heard somebody say. You can't trust nobody, not even your husband or your wife. You better have a stash. Just in case. Money that they don't know about. And when and your spouse come to you and say, baby, do you got anything? You don't give them nothing. Tell them no. I ain't got nothing. Wow, is that a way for a believer to live? Because see, that kind of stuff affects how you receive from Yahweh. You can't believe, you act like you can't trust him because of the way you've been, what? Taught. You've been programmed. And the problem with believers, if you've allowed yourself to be world brainwashed, instead of Bible taught. We need the word teaching, not the world teaching. Right? And that's the conflict. I'm in the world. Yeah, but you in the world, but you are of the world. Word. You are word people. Do we have word people here? We're not world people. So I'm telling you right now, get the L out. Somebody caught that. Somebody didn't. Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Tell your neighbor, get the L out. I said L, the letter L. Pastor, not making you cuss. Right. That's right. Because if you take the L out of the world, what you got? Word. Somebody say hallelujah. That's what you need, right? Okay, so understanding that, then there's someone that, a conversation I had a couple weeks ago. Well, you know, I grew up in a broken home, and you know, my father would always promise that he would show up and do stuff, and he never showed up and did what he was supposed to do. He was never in my life. So I have a problem receiving from God because, you know, I'm thinking about my father. Man. Do you see the weights that we carry with us, right? But he's not the natural father. He is a heavenly. Come on, somebody say heavenly. That means that he is not going to do the same thing that your daddy did. He's not going to do the stuff that your mama did. What he's trying to show you is a better way. And he's saying, come on, child, just trust me. And I'll lift you up. Right? And there is not nothing that is too small for you to trust him on. Some of y'all got to grow in faith. You trust him for the hangnail. I'm serious. Trust him, you know. If you can't trust him for the little hangnail that he would, and sometimes, or the paper cut. Oh my God. Isn't a paper cut like the most excruciating? Right? But some of y'all can't even trust him for the paper cut. Father, just take the pain away. And then if you can't trust him for that, what can you trust him for? Right? And so this is what we're talking about, and unleashing this power requires something of you. And so regardless of the situation, you must do this, okay? Another thing that inhibits us is that sometimes we don't know who the enemy is. You know? Well, did God do it or did Satan do it? I heard somebody say a while back, oh, God knocked me down, he made me sick, so he could put me on my back so I could look up. Anybody heard that stuff? Well, if he's a God that would make you sick, and then he would turn around, and if you called on him, he'd heal you, then isn't he working against himself? If he would make you sick, then heal you. That don't sound like a stability there. So God, Yahweh gets blamed for a whole lot of stuff that he ain't got no business being blamed for. I mean, he's looking down saying, I didn't have anything to do with that. There was a preacher who always used to put up a tent. I heard this story a while back. And so he put up a tent when they would have these tent meetings, right? And so it would be these evangelistical meetings and all. And so he had got the tent, but you have to insure the tent, right? Just in case something happens to it. But he decided that he was going to get this tent and run this meeting. God wants me to run this meeting. I'm going to run this meeting. And I don't have the money to insure the tent, but it's going to be all right. But it was by law they had to insured the tent, but he didn't do that. So anyway, what happens? The storm comes and the tent gets blown away and destroyed. So he gets up at a meeting a few months later and says to the congregation, well, I don't know if God blew my tent away or the devil. Well, God is not in the tent blowing business. He's setting up places for people to receive him. He's not tearing down places. But why would a Bible believing preacher say that? So if he's confused, you ain't got a chance. But I'm so thankful that we have the truth in the word that we know. But some people need help with that, right? So go here to Hebrews 11, chapter the first verse. Just kind of opening the door on this a little bit. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things what? Say it's not seen. Say it's not seen. Say you're not going to see it. You say it's not seen. You're not going to see it. But you still have to believe it. The situation, I ain't got no job. You ain't seen it. But you got to believe it. Not that it's coming, but that it's already there. This is how I look at it. My job is sitting over there waiting for me to put my nameplate on the office or the queue. It's already there. Things just have to be lined up for me to what? So it's not like, well, I ain't got no job. I don't know when it's going to come. No. It's over there. It's in one of these cities. It's right there. And somebody is occupying my job, and y'all was going to move him out of the way, and then he's going to lift me into that position. I know this. So I have to have the attitude, it's mine. You got to go back to your childhood. One of the first things you used to learn is, it's mine. Mine. And them kids know it beyond a shadow of doubt. It can even belong to somebody else, but it'll be mine. Just by the mere fact that they want it. Hey, they operating in the faith. Hallelujah. So that's what you have to do. You have to believe. It's the substance of things hoped for. That's the goal. The hope is the goal. I know that. That's the goal. Right? And you can see the goal. Right? The goal is a job. I know that it's there. My healing. I know it's already what? There. He says, by his stripes, we what? That means that it's what? It's already done. So you got to believe that, right? See, you are not of this planet.
No.
You're an alien, hallelujah, in a good way. Because you've been transformed. An apostle, he's got this teaching coming up. Ooh, it's going to blow your mind. But you're not the same person. And if we would understand that we have been what? Created. Recreated. As he says, created anew. If we all understood that we've been recreated, we are a new subspecies. A new genus. Right? We our laws are not the world laws, we have spiritual. And see, this is a problem. People are trying to figure out spiritual things with a natural mindset. You can't do it because this in the natural don't make no sense. If you were to pull somebody off the street and say, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, they will say, that don't make no sense. You got to see it. I don't believe nothing that I can't see. Right? And some of y'all like that too. You know, maybe brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so got issues here at the church. That's why I say brother and sister so-and-so. And then we say, well, you know, pray for brother so-and-so. You know, and then you say, oh, no, it ain't going to change. Well, if he ain't going to change, then you ain't going to change. Because you still talk, you ain't talking like a believer. Believer believes things can change. Believer believes attitude can change. Situations can change. Right? Circumstances can change. There ain't nothing that can't. The only thing, hallelujah, that does not change is him above. He don't change. So, let's finish this out. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. But this is going in and out for some reason. I don't know why.
You guys want to take a look at it while people are talking. The enemy don't like this loud talk. You don't like it. So, I love the way that this was structured. I love
the way that it's being explained.
Because basically, he's saying that
he's providing evidence. He's pleading a case for faith. Right? The author here is saying, hey, listen, this is how faith works. And I got some folks who did what the scripture says. And I don't have one. I don't have two. I don't have three, but I have a plethora of people that you can get an example. So let's see. So it says, second verse 4, by it the elders. I don't know about you, but the end result of your circumstances seems like you would want it to be a good report, right? You want things to turn out right. You want things to turn out favorable, right? And so do what the elders did. And we looked into the Hebrew and find that the correct translation is not by, but it's in. How did you get here? By car? Okay, well, by means you could have been on the trunk, you could have been on a hood, you could have been hanging on the side, you could have been dragged if you buy it. But you were you dragged by the car or in the trunk, or but were you in? You was inside. So that's how you got to be in your faith. That's why he's always telling us to put on stuff. Right? He says, love, put it on. Shalom, peace, what? Put on. He even tells us to put on the gospel. So therefore, that means that you're what? In it. You're up in that coat just like Mark is up in that coat right now. He in that coat. He's got it all wrapped around. He in it. Right? That's how you're supposed to be in your faith. Surrounded. You know, y'all should be walking around here with little faith bubbles. You walked in. It's faith. And you just speak. You speak. Bring me a handheld if he keeps doing that. You know, I can roll either way. I can roll with a handheld. I can roll with a... Nobody gonna stop me. All right. So, third verse says what? In faith. Able what?
Through faith we what? Understand that the worlds were what?
Framed by what? Worlds, the universe, everything was what? Through faith. Get this picture. What does it mean, frame? Well, didn't he say? The word says, and he said. Even Yahweh had faith, knowing that when he spoke it, it's gonna happen. So he says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of Yahweh. So he said, let there be light, and what? There was light. Right? You got to what? Speak it. In your situation, you got to believe that, you know, Yahweh's going to provide. So you got to what? Speak it. So in a way, when you believe in that your finance is going to be right, so you can pay that light bill, basically you're saying, hey, let there be light. I'm believing that you're going to take care of every need that I have. Hallelujah. And so it says, so that things which are seen are not made of things which to appear. Before he spoke it, there was not light. There was darkness. But when he spoke it, what? It happened. Fourth verse says what? In faith. Abel, do you know the son of Adam? He offered unto Yahweh what? He didn't know what the outcome was going to be. He was just being obedient. Yahweh said, give him an offering. I'm going to what? Give him an offering. He said what was acceptable. I'm going to what? Give him what's acceptable. Stop asking questions. He tell you to give up, just what?
Well, tithes of 10%. Well, does that mean that after I have everything taken out of my check, does that mean that what the net is, that's what I pay tithes on? Stop. You calculating, you trying to figure out a way to do what you want to do. Just what? Do what he would. Said do. Cain. And he says he gave a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, because Cain was like, I'm going to just give you what I don't want. I'm going to give you what I'm going to give you. And what you going to do about it? And it says, which he obtained witness that he was righteous. Yahweh testifying of his gifts, and by or in it, he being dead, yet spoke. That's powerful, right? Because what did Cain do? He hated on him, killed him, but yet he spoke. Even in that. And says what? Fifth verse. In faith. Somebody say in faith. When we get to the verse, I want you to say it first. Fifth verse. Enoch was translated that he should not. This man was so faithful that he didn't even die. He got just taken up. Woo! Can you imagine that you're just so godly and you're so in tune with God? Yahweh, you're so righteous that he just says, come on up. Ooh, does anybody fit that profile? Tell your neighbor, I'm working on it. And he was not found because Yahweh had translated him. And before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleaded. You know, the bottom line, really, in your humanity, you're really just a pilgrim passing through here. This is not your home. You're just passing through, right? But you throw down roots like you're going to be here forever. Y'all have been translated out of this thing. You got a heavenly home that you're looking forward to, right? And so, passing through this life, you know, my goal is just to have a situation where Yahweh's saying, you know what? I'm pleased with Tom Washington. Let him in. Isn't that the goal? If you believe in the eternal, you got to believe that there's a door. When you pass out of here, you going somewhere. This is what we used to always say. I believe Raymond Morgan coined this. If you died today, where would you go? Some people don't know how to answer that question. But you, as a believer, if you died today, where would you go? And then he says, people are going to come to the gate saying, Lord, Lord, I did these things in your name. You know, and I was a good person. I gave to the poor. And then he says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Who wants to hear that? I want him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Come on in. Enter in to the blessings, right? So we should be living our life wanting to please him. Well, guess what, saints? The word says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So if you're living your life faithless, then you're not pleasing him. And we want to do that. And then, fourth, Six, I'm sorry. You know, these numbers, without my glasses, four look just like a six. Anybody notice that? Or six look like a four? Okay. So it says, it's impossible pleasing, for he that cometh to Yahweh must what? Believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek him. Do you believe that he is? Do you believe that he's able to do it abundantly, exceedingly above, right? And seven says what? In faith, Noah, being warned of Yahweh of the things. Check this out. Noah said it was going to rain. Guess what? It had never rained before. How is it possible that this man knows that something is going to happen that had never happened before? Right? Unless he was inspired by, and he was telling people it's going to rain, water's going to come down from the sky, and they like, you crazy. Ain't no way. And they even gave him a name, Crazy Noah. It's not going to what happen. And it says he knew this, and they were not seen yet. Moved with reverence. That is the correct translation. Not fear of scared. Hebrew translation. Reverence. Prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness, which is in faith. Number eight. In faith. Abraham, when he was called out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obey. This dude was at his father's house in another country. He was chilling. It was familiar. It was comfortable. It was cozy. That's why some of y'all still living up in your parents' house today. Because it's comfortable. 40 years old, living at home. But Yahweh said, get out. Get thee out. Get thee out of your father's house. Get out. How many of you want your kids to hear that? Get out. He didn't know where he was going. He didn't know nothing. He said, just get out. How many? That's faith, when you can just get out and you don't even know where you're going. But he had the assurance that Yahweh was going to what? I'm going to tell you where to go. Just follow what? Me. You know, some of y'all's life would be so much better if you would just follow him. In everything, man. Doesn't that take a lot of the stress and the pressure off when you don't have to worry about what you're going to do? You just listen to the word of him. He says, hey, go over here. And you say, okay. And everything works out. He says, do this. And you do it. And what? Everything works out. Right? He says, say this. I've been on an interview, and I had no idea what I was going to say. I was like, it would be great if I had the questions beforehand. I don't know what they're going to ask. But my prayer was always this. Let me tell y'all something. Every interview I went on where I wanted the job, I got the job. And I ain't special. But I was just like, tell me what to say. And I would go in there. And one of the things he says, hey, make eye contact. Just, you know that Holy Ghost you have inside of you? I say, yes. Let it come through. And even if I'm not what they're looking for, they got such a powerful dose of what I got inside of me. They said, I got to have that brother up in here. So I get on that interview, and I was like the president. You know how he pauses? No, not the elect, President Obama. The elect just say whatever is on his mind. But you know what I always liked about President Obama is that he paused. But that right there is biblical. Because he says, be slow to speak. And what? Quick to hear. So you think that President Obama is stuttering? No, he's listening and thinking what to say. He's making sure whatever comes out of my mouth, I know that it better be the right thing. And so I was President Obama before President Obama. And I would sit there and they would say, oh, so Tom, blah, 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 blah. You know, ask a question. I was like, well, I don't have the exact experience that you're speaking of in this, but this is what I did do. And I believe that it equates to what you're asking for, and maybe even more. Well, you have a point there. But how many of y'all go in there and you just running your mouth? You running your mouth. Your mouth. Did you catch that? But not what he is what? Put in you to say. You know, if try it. Try it and see. Trust him on the job interview. Right? And I'll guarantee you, if you really do it, he'll show you something. And he didn't know where he was going, but he went. He believed, and Yahweh directed him. Ninth verse. In faith, he what? Sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange. Some of y'all need to get out your comfort zone. You too comfortable, right? Faith is not about being comfortable. Faith is about being courageous and bold and operating in fearlessness. What he has instructed you what? To do. It's not easy when he says, go on over there and talk to that person. Well, they don't know me. I'm a stranger. Dude, if he told you to talk to the person, shut up and just talk to the person. Stop trying to figure out and reason. Holy Ghost said go. Tell your neighbor, Holy Ghost said go. I'm going to go. Holy Ghost said speak. I'm going to what? Speak. Just do it. And he says he found himself a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Yaakov, Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. 10th verse, what? For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is Yahweh. 11, through faith also Sarah. You know who Sarah is. How old was Sarah? She was old. She was 90 years old. And Yahweh said that she was going to bear a child. Do you know what she did? She said, my womb is not what it used to be. But she received strength to conceive at 90. Come on. 90 years. Now, at 90, well, in this day and age, 90 years old, I don't know if you want to do that. But this is what was happening. And was delivered of a child because it was a child of promise. When she was past age, because she judged him what? Who promised? She judged him what? Faithful. 12th verse says what? Therefore, sprang there even of one and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. And 13 says what? These all died. Listen, that means they lived their life in faith. Faith was a lifestyle. What does that mean? It's the way you live. As a believer, listen, y'all gotta stop living the old lifestyle and live the new lifestyle of promise. Everything that you do, it's the words that you say, though. You guys are saying some stuff that is canceling out the word. Well, I ain't never gonna, I don't think I'm gonna do it. I don't think it's gonna happen. I went on a job interview, but I don't think I got it. Okay, well, he was trying, listen, it's what you speak. I don't believe in that faith. You're right. You just said it, right? I believe in faith. I believe you got it. It's the word in your mouth. And it says this, Romans 10:8. Go here right quick. I got to say this, and then I'm going to have to jump off of this. Romans 10:8 says what? But what saith it? The word is not, it's what? It's even in your mouth and in your heart, cardia, mind. That is the word of faith, which we what? If the word is in your mouth and it has all of that power, why not speak it? There's another word in your mouth, an anti-word. And a lot of times we find ourselves speaking that. They ain't never gonna be nothing. Okay. You spoke it. I can't do this. You can. Man, the same jobs that I told you I went in an interview for, some of that stuff, I didn't know how to do that. Right? I mean, you go to school and they can't train you. How many got a job that you was trained for in school? How many got a, you had to figure that thing out? Okay, you got that, and then it's like, okay, you got to do this and do that, da, da, da. I didn't know how to do that. And they had thrown some stuff on my desk. I said, oh, and there was no Google back then. And there was no, listen, we at Thanksgiving dinner trying to figure out how to correctly carve the turkey without tearing it up. Guess what we did? We YouTubed. So we was like, okay, how do we? And we walked through that whole thing, pulled out the wishbone. I didn't even know where the wishbone was until YouTube. And I looked like a hero, right? But there wasn't none of that. Yahweh had to show me. Because I didn't want to, it was my first week, I didn't want to ask a bunch of questions. I want to act like I know. I got a Holy Ghost in me. He says he'll teach you things. But is that what he said? Did he say he'll teach me? He said the Holy Spirit will teach you all things. Even my job had to be included in that because there's nothing left out of all, right? Guess what? He walked me through that thing. I didn't need no YouTube. And you know what? He got the glory. Stop letting your circumstances, stop letting your mindset, stop letting what other people tell you. Because some of y'all getting your counsel for that. He says, stop. He says, you have the source. You have me. You have my word. You have my Holy Spirit. Stop searching. And this morning he said, arise. He said, I've already given you the victory. I've already given you everything that you need. You got to stand up in it. You got to confess it. You got to believe it. You got to live it. You got to do it. You got to experience this thing. Give him the glory for what he has already done. He is our provider. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Oh, Father, thank you. We come to you right now, Father, thanking you for who you are. In faith, we believe these things. In faith, we trust you. In faith, we believe you. In faith, we know that everything that you said you have provided, you have provided. You've already done it. So we thank you. Help us, Father. Help us live our life from this moment forward in faith, that we believe that your word is true, that we are not cast to and fro, to the left and to the right, but we're focused on what you're saying. We thank you. We give you the honor. We give you the glory and all the praise. Minister to us daily, hour by hour, minute by minute. All of the victory, even right now, as we stand in your presence, we are victorious. You already told us we have already overcome Monday. We have already overcome Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. We have already overcome next month. We're standing in our belief. We're standing in our faith. And we thank you for it. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Causes you to never leave us. Your word is nigh thee. It's even in our mouth. So you thank you for this. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Give him glory this morning. Hallelujah. At this time, we want our ushers to come one more time.